With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. As American and Israeli airstrikes continue to pummel Iran, the U.S. Embassy in Saudi Arabia's capital is the target of an Iranian drone strike. The BBC's David Willis in Washington says the president vows retribution.
President Trump told one of the cable news networks here that the United States would retaliate for this action quite soon, as he put it. And this is all part of a series of Iranian missile and drone strikes on Gulf states that play host to U.S. bases. And such is the growing danger, indeed, as far as those countries are concerned, that the U.S. State Department has urged American citizens in more than a dozen countries in the region to leave as soon as possible as concerns grow that this conflict is spreading.
Some congressional Democrats say the attack on Iran is unwarranted because the Islamic Republic, they say, posed no imminent threat to the United States. Secretary of State Rubio disputes that claim.
We knew that there was going to be an Israeli action. We knew that that would precipitate an attack against American forces. And we knew that if we didn't preemptively go after them before they launched those attacks, we would suffer higher casualties and perhaps even higher those killed. And then we would all be here answering questions about why we knew that and didn't act.
U.S. Central Command says six American soldiers died in an Iranian strike on a logistics unit in Kuwait. The Iranian Red Crescent reports at least 787 people in Iran have been killed, including the upper echelon of the death to America, death to Israel regime in Tehran. President Trump says the United States can keep the military campaign going longer than the planned 4 to 5 week time frame he gave earlier. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures deep in the red. Dow futures down 788 points. This is SRN News. Colorado Democrats want to legalize prostitution.
The bill would remove all criminal penalties for the practice and void all local laws against it. Maine has decriminalized prostitution, but so far no state has made it fully legal everywhere within its borders. The four Democratic sponsors of the legislation, three of whom are women, claim that the measure would improve the health and safety of prostitutes. At this point, the bill's fate in the Colorado legislature is uncertain. Michael Harrington reporting.
Two women who are living as men are suing Kansas over a new law that bars them from changing the gender on their driver's licenses. The women, who are being represented by the ACLU, claim that the statute violates rights to privacy, personal autonomy, and due legal process guaranteed by the Kansas Constitution. The plaintiffs are also challenging new enforcement provisions for the state's three-year-old policy of barring people from using whichever restrooms they wish in public buildings. This is SRN News. Firefighters routinely make daring rescues, but this is one for the record books.
Crews in East Texas rescuing two people stranded 900 feet in the air after a hot air balloon hit a communications tower. Officials in Longview say firefighters took about 1 hour to climb up to the man and woman in the balloon's basket. It was another hour before the pair was secured inside the tower and then could begin their descent. Neither person was seriously injured. Federal Aviation Administration is investigating that incident. Jason Walker reporting.
A federal court has rejected the Trump administration's attempt to slow the process of refunding billions of dollars worth of tariffs that the Supreme Court struck down last month. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit started the next phase in the refund process. More details at srnnews.com.